The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
I identify myself as a Bible-believing, unashamed follower of Jesus Christ. I believe the Bible, I follow Jesus, and I'm not ashamed to say so. The answer is not in the next election. The answer is not in Washington, D.C. The answer to America's problems is in the pulpit and the pews of America's churches. That's what we do here daily on Bob Burney Live. We listen, we think, and then we look at the Word of God, evaluate it, and develop our worldview from God's point of view.
The views and opinions expressed are those of the participants and may not be the views or opinions of the staff, management, or advertisers of WRFD.
Isn't it strange how that you take two pieces of material, you can take wood, you can take plastic, you can take anything, and you can put them in any configuration until you put them perpendicular to each other and make a cross? The Word of God. Read it. Obey it. That is the answer to America's problems.
Call 1-877-BOB-LIVE. Bob Burney Live.
Welcome to Bob Burney Live. Thank you for joining me on this Tuesday afternoon. Here is my telephone number, 877-BOB-LIVE. 877-262-5483. Just a couple of quick program notes. At 4:30, we'll be joined by Star Parker. Star Parker is the founder of the Center for Urban Renewal and Education. She is a syndicated columnist, a prolific author, and she will be joining us today at 4:30. Top of the hour, we will be joining our friends in Washington, D.C. again, as we will be simulcasting here in Columbus and in our nation's capital. Well, once again, I find it necessary to warn parents about stuff. Yeah, stuff that's out there on the internet that wants to indoctrinate your children. This time, it is a separate YouTube channel run by Lindsay Amer, A-M-E-R. He is the creator behind QKS. What is QKS? Queer Kids Stuff. Yeah. He calls it the YouTube channel for an LGBTQ plus and social justice web series for kids. Yeah. Quote, with her non-binary talking teddy bear and a selection of songs and lessons reminiscent of Sesame Street, Amer makes her intention of indoctrinating toddlers and very young children quite clear. The QKS videos, are you ready for this? This is aimed at children. It's a whole network on YouTube, QKS, Queer Kids Stuff. The QKS videos include Learn Your LGBTs. Yeah. In Learn Your LGBTs, Ms. Amer teaches young viewers about lesbians, gays, bisexuals, and transgenders, as well as a number of sexual identities that people claim to have. She is featured in many of the videos, but she also has animated features as well. One is What is Gender? Another one, Unicorns Are Queer Horses. Another one, I is for Intersex. Another one, A is for asexual. Another one, transitioning, which is aimed at children 2 and 3 years old, about questioning their gender. In the video called "What Is Gender," she and her teddy bear talk to the little kids watching, and says, "Quote: Did you know that some people aren't boys, or girls? Some people are boys, some people are girls, and some people are, well, just people." And then some people who do not identify with the gender the doctors tell them they are when they are born. So telling little kids, don't listen to your doctor. What does your doctor know about gender? Quote, when the bear gets confused, this is the non-binary bear, when the bear gets confused as to how to determine who is a boy or a girl, when, quote, all of them can wear ties and dresses. Well, that's actually really easy, Teddy. All you have to do is ask someone what their pronouns are. Now, remember, this is a YouTube channel aimed at children, copying Sesame Street and other predominant and popular kids' TV programs, YouTube channels, and so forth. Now, who is praising this? Well, one source is the Huffington Post. Yep. The Huffington Post is calling queer kids stuff, and I'm quoting now, a groundbreaking YouTube educational resource. Yeah, that's what the Huffington Post has to say about this indoctrination, brainwashing, aimed at children. And then, of course, there is Teen Vogue. And I keep telling you, parents, if you allow your daughter to get Teen Vogue, you need to have your head examined. Teen Vogue praised episodes on consent during the height of the Me Too that shows, quote, exactly why there's no excuse not to grasp consent. Even toddlers can understand it. I didn't misread that. A program on this queer YouTube channel for kids to even toddlers are told about consent. The founder puts this on the website. Amir is the founder and CEO of Queer Kid Studios, a multimedia production company based in Portland, Maine, making queer-focused, intersectional, all-ages media. Yeah. I'm not going to read that. Anyway, just another reminder of some of the stuff that is out there. Make sure you know what your kids are watching. Make sure you know what your kids are watching. And then quickly, this is such a sad story. It's a story about an 89-year-old Holocaust survivor who lives in Italy. She is Italian. She was one of the death camps, one of the concentration camps, when she was just a little girl. Well, she has gotten involved in politics in Italy. Again, she's 89 years old, and she has been designated, and I don't understand all the Italian political system, but she has received an honorary appointment of, quote, senator for life in Italy. Well, in the last year or so, she has written about anti-Semitism. And because of her stand against anti-Semitism, now remember, she is an 89-year-old Holocaust survivor, survived one of the death camps, one of the concentration camps. The Italian government has now had to assign her bodyguards, as she is receiving now, on average, 200 threats on her life every single day. 89-year-old Holocaust survivor in Italy is receiving on average 200 death threats every single day. And so the Prime Minister of Italy has ordered police guard for her 24 hours a day. Israel's ambassador to Italy tweeted his dismay, quote, "An 89-year-old survivor under escort symbolizes the danger that the Jewish communities in Europe still are facing today." That is from the Israeli ambassador to Italy. And yes, anti-Semitism is on the rise in America, in Europe, and around the world. Please, don't forget the phrase, never forget. All right, quick break. We'll return.
Bob Burney Live. Looking at today's news through a biblical worldview.
I don't know whether you've heard this or not, but Francis Chan, the extremely popular author, speaker, former pastor, he pastored a megachurch for many years, resigned a few years ago. To do more conference work, writing, and so forth. One of America's best-known preachers, Bible teachers, announced a few days ago that he is moving to Asia with his family in order to become a full-time missionary. Yeah, he was speaking recently at Azusa Pacific University and made this statement, and I quote, "A few months ago, we were in Myanmar, and my wife and I and the kids, we were just with a translator going from hut to hut in these slums trying to explain to people who Jesus is. These people had never heard of him, and the eagerness, the way they listened, seeing people get baptized, it was just like, wow, what we do on a normal day that even compares to this." He says, "As we got on the plane home, I was like, honey, I think it's time to move." He said to his wife, "We have been fishing in the same pond my whole life, and now there's like thousands of other fishermen at the same pond, and our lines are getting tangled, and everyone's fighting over stupid things. What if I heard of a lake that's like a 5-mile hike away and no one's fishing it? And they're saying, man, the fish are biting. Just throw a hook in there and they'll go for it. Man, I'll make that 5-mile hike if I love fishing. I'll tell you, what would keep me at the pond is if I built a house on the pond. All of my friends have houses on the pond. We don't even fish that much. We just go out, we hang out, we talk, we play. I don't want to leave my friends. But if my calling is to go fish and there's no one fishing over there, why wouldn't I go?" Of course, he is the author of the best-selling book, Crazy Love, that hit the headlines back in 2010. He was a senior pastor of Cornerstone Church in California, and shortly after the publication of that book, resigned the church, again, to do more conference work, writing, and so forth. He has announced he is leaving the United States. He is taking his family to Myanmar, and they are going to be missionaries. Good. Good. Good, good, good. If and please understand what I'm saying and how I'm saying it. if that is what God has called him to do, that is wonderful. If he is obeying God's call, that's wonderful. Does that mean that everybody is to quit their job and move to a foreign country and become a missionary? No. It just depends on what God is calling you to do. Make sure that you are following God's plan for your life. And let me add this. Make sure that if God would speak to you and tell you, you are to leave everything, quit your job, leave your family, and head to Myanmar as a missionary, make sure that you are surrendered enough to God's plan for your life that you would be willing to do it. That's the important thing, is your willingness. Your willingness. Well, I knew this was going to happen, and I told you, I'm not always right, but every once in a while I am. Here is the headline, with biggest Sunday service audience yet, Kanye West to appear at Joel Osteen's Lakewood Church. In what is expected to be his biggest Sunday service audience yet, rapper Kanye West will be joining megachurch pastor Joel Osteen at his Lakewood Church in Houston, Texas, this Sunday for a conversation that promises to be epic. Sources with knowledge of the planned appearance said that West is expected to chat with Osteen for about 20 to 30 minutes during the church's 11 a.m. service. Our sources say Joel wants his congregation, which stands 45,000 strong, and his TV audience, which stands at 10 million in the U.S. alone, to hear how Kanye has overcome significant adversity in his life. Folks, it's too soon. Now, I've done a little digging into Kanye West's background, and he has had a long history of mental instability. Now, please, 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 don't get mad at me. Am I in the least implying that God could not change him and convert him and transform? No, absolutely not. And I am praying that he is truly, genuinely born again, that the Spirit of God is transforming him. But with his background of having some issues with mental instability, he is a newborn babe. And these predator preachers, I say that advisedly but truthfully, these predator preachers who want this big rap star on their platform to build their audience, to use him, to exploit him, I think is shameful. My personal opinion. Now, a whole lot of people are going to go, isn't that great? Kanye West is going to have such a huge audience. I hope it goes well. I really do. But it's too soon. I've said this several times over this Kanye West thing. He needs to be discipled, not exploited. Not paraded out on the stage by a whole bunch of mega churches to increase their attendance and their fame and notoriety. I hope it ends well. I really do. Hey, when we come back, we'll be joined by our friends in Washington, D.C., Star Parker at 4:30.